KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, light rain here in Atlantic, and 48 degrees. That's also our low so far for the overnight and this morning hours. We're looking for a high today near 50 and winds north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Again, we picked up 1.35 inches of rain so far here in Atlantic, our 24-hour total ending at 7 a.m. And their radar shows continuing large swath of light to some moderate rain pushing off to the north throughout this morning. It encompasses pretty much most of the state of Iowa from about the Highway 59 corridor all the way over east to Cedar Rapids and on down to Ottumwa. And again, that's pushing off to the north. The heaviest rain, just moderate at that, is between Grinnell and Newton. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report one person died as the result of a single vehicle accident that took place around 10:45 p.m. Wednesday. The crash happened near the 50-mile marker of Interstate 29 northbound. Council Bluffs Police and Fire Department first responders arrived at the scene where the 68-year-old male driver of the vehicle was found dead. His name has not yet been released, pending notification of family. The preliminary investigation revealed the vehicle was northbound on I-29, went out of control, and left the road way to the right. The vehicle struck a collapsible barrier in front of a signboard and flipped onto its top. The accident remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit at 712-328-4948. Officials of the Harlan Police Department Wednesday afternoon released information pertaining to five arrests that had been conducted over the past week. On Wednesday, yesterday, 26-year-old Matthew Allen Strong of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Strong was transported to the Shelby County Jail. This Tuesday, 32-year-old Daniel John Kankel of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Kankel was transported to the Shelby County Jail, charged with violation of a no-contact order, harassment, possession of a controlled substance, and prohibited acts. Last Friday, 64-year-old Terry Joe Utterback of Harlan was arrested following the execution of a search warrant. Utterback was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And on October 19th, 35-year-old Albert Alexander Johnson of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Johnson was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while suspended, speeding, failure to yield to emergency vehicles, operating a non-registered vehicle, and for having no proof of insurance. That same day, 49-year-old Jamie Dean Anderson of Harlan was arrested by Harlan police on an active Jasper County warrant. Anderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail. County election officials are urging Iowa voters to return their absentee ballots for next Tuesday's election quickly. Adams County Auditor Becky Bissell says changes by the Iowa legislature now require your ballot to be received by your county auditor on election day to be counted.
So now we have what we refer to as like a drop-dead date, so it has to be in the auditor's office by 8 p.m. on election day.
She says depending on where you live, it might be too late to put your ballot in the mail.
In Southwest Iowa, I would not recommend putting it in the mail because our mail goes to Des Moines and then back to us. And so I do fear that it's not going to get back to me in time if my voters were to be putting it into the mail now.
Bissell said you should instead bring your completed ballot to your county auditor's office or use the ballot drop box in counties where those are available. Elsewhere in state news, the Des Moines Police Department is investigating that city's 10th homicide of 2021. Officers responded to a home at the 1400 block of Cyril Street, just east of I-235, at around 1:50 a.m. today. Police said in a news release the first responders arrived to find a person suffering from serious traumatic injury. Life-saving measures were immediately initiated, and medics transported the injured person to a local hospital. That person later died at the hospital. Police are investigating the death as a homicide and are processing the scene for evidence. There were 21 homicides in Des Moines in 2020. The Iowa Department of Public Health released new COVID-19 data on Wednesday. The health department reports 117 additional virus deaths, bringing the total to 6,965 since the beginning of the pandemic. IDPH said the most recent deaths were reported between September 9th and October 20th. Health department data showed positive tests continue to decline in Iowa. There were 6,340 positive tests in the last 7 days, down from 6,542 at the last report on Monday. The state's positivity rate remains steady at 8%. The number of patients hospitalized in Iowa with COVID ticked up slightly in the latest report. There are currently 531 patients, and that's up from 521 on Monday. IDPH reports 65.5% of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 are unvaccinated, while 81.4% of those listed in intensive care with the virus are unvaccinated. There were COVID-19 outbreaks in 30 long-term care facilities, and that's down from 31 on Monday's report. The health department reports 3.65 million vaccine doses have been administered in Iowa, with 67.6% of those 18 and older having been fully vaccinated, and 70% of those 12 and older with at least one dose. IDPH, as we've told you before, releases new COVID-19 data each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also in the news this morning, all of the Iowa State Education Association's local unions representing teachers and staff in Iowa, in an Iowa school district, have voted to recertify with the union. More than a dozen union locals representing county and city employees in Iowa have decertified. State law passed in 2017 requires a majority of public sector employees to vote yes to retain their local union every year. Iowa State Education Association President Mike Baronick says thousands of Iowa educators are loudly and firmly telling Republican lawmakers that public employees want collective bargaining rights and have overcome the obstacle of having any person who doesn't vote counted as a no. Results for all public sector union votes are posted on the Iowa Public Employment Relations Board website. It shows that unions will no longer represent 15 bargaining units for city and county employees, while more than 150 other local unions were recertified for the next round of contract negotiations. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.